Welcome to The Happy Runner, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. My name is Roman and I'm a 53-year-old average runner, and today I host Marie, a physical therapist, strength trainer, and of course, a runner. And we will obviously talk about strength training for runners. If you want to get in touch with Marie, you will find her contacts in the description of this episode. But before we start our chat about running and strength training, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you like this episode, please give it a good rating and share it on social media. It helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, Marie, and welcome to The Happy Runner.
Hello, thank you for having me.
A few weeks ago, I came across one of your posts on social media saying that strength training with body weight is not enough for us runners. But before we go there, tell us a little bit why and when you started running yourself.
Perfect. So I actually started running in high school. So I was probably around 15, 16 or so. And I say it with love that I was brainwashed by a friend. Like, for context, in Michigan, where I started running at, it is not uncommon for the winters to be like 19 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like -7 Celsius. Like, that's the normal temperature. And so for some reason, I agreed to go with her on these winter runs, and it took off from there. So I started in these winter cold runs, and then that became track season, and that became cross country season. And before I knew it, running got into my blood. And like, ever since then, I have kept running through college and then physical therapy school, and continued on even as a physical therapist, because it helps me continue to relate to my patient, my runner, and my client, in addition to I love running myself.
Now, there are a lot of different niches when it comes to running. You mentioned cross-country, track, trail, but there are also many different distances we can run. Let's say for recreational runners, from 5K up to an ultra marathon.
Absolutely.
So where would you fit in?
I think I'm going to put myself around the 10K to half marathon section. Like, I love a 5K because it's so brutal. It sounds really odd to say that, but you have to leave everything out there. It's only 3 miles, but it is 3 miles of speed, and you have to attack the hills. Like, it's a different race in itself. But going into a more long distance, it's a little more leisurely. It's not that it's not hard. It's still hard. It's just a different race entirely.
On the road, yes, or trails?
Yes,
on the road.
Both.
Okay, now let's move to the main topic of today. We are runners, we like to run. That's something we established. So why should we do strength training? Isn't it enough just to go out and run a few times a week?
Yeah, you would think so, because your body does get stronger from running. However, what we forget as runners, and what I wish I knew when I first started running, is running is high impact on our body. Like, we don't think about this, but we have gravity mercilessly throwing us back to the ground with every stride we take. And so we assume that over time, our body is naturally going to get stronger mile after mile. But in the end, we get injured, we break, and we're left there scratching our head saying, how did this happen? What we can do to mitigate that is to strength train. So that's why, even as runners, even if we don't love strength training, if we love running enough, we will strength train. We will lift heavy things, because in the end, that helps build a larger, muscle engine. That's how I want runners to think about it. You need to build your muscle engine, not just your cardio engine, so you can keep going and going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. But you need your body needs to be able to handle the load of all those miles. And you do that by building bigger, stronger muscles.
Now, a lot of runners do some basic core training, maybe some body weight exercises once or twice each week. Do these exercises boost running performance?
I'm going to say yes, because I always want a runner to be doing their core strength. I personally aim to get mine in 2 times a week minimum. 3 times is fantastic. But I want to turn core training upside down on its head. For runners, we typically think of core training as body weight exercises, which isn't bad. I pick various 10-minute core circuits, and sometimes they have a dumbbell, sometimes they don't. They are still challenging. However, endless planks or crunch variations are a place to start. But if we are truly looking to boost our running performance, our strength training actually becomes a core exercise. Now, let me give an example that way it actually starts to make
Okay,
sense.
yeah.
If a runner ever does any kind of back squat or even a goblet squat, now let me explain that so it makes sense for people. I want you to imagine you're holding a 40-pound kettlebell or dumbbell, like something like pretty heavy, and you're holding it with both hands and you are squatting down to the ground and you're coming up. Obviously, you're going to feel a lot of work being done in your legs, but because you are grappling, you're struggling to hold onto this heavy weight, you are going to feel a ton of core work, a lot of core strength happening. And so that's why I say I want runners to reconsider their core exercises. Specific core strength and circuits, yes, please do that. This will help your running performance. But to really take it to the next level, begin to think about core strength as not just planks or crunches, but as lifting heavy.
What about plyometrics?
Those are perfect. I love those. So, right? But what's interesting with plyometrics is because plyos, short for plyometrics, because those are fast, they're furious, they're explosive, they build power. I would argue you have to build the core strength first to earn the right to do a plyometric because they are an explosive exercise. You have to be able to handle your own power of shooting up from the ground, but that's the easy part. The hard part is always landing. Is your body then has to be able to accept the load of you crashing back down to earth. And we all know one wrong step off the curb when we're running or off cobblestone or something, like it's all over, like it hurts, right? So plyometrics aren't quite as drastic or dramatic as that, but the same image applies of your body has to be able to be strong enough to handle both parts of that plyometric of coming up and coming down.
It's mid-January when we are recording this, and as every year, probably a lot of people made New Year's resolutions. And since running is one of the most popular ones, would you say that someone new to running should include strength training from day one?
Absolutely. You read my mind. So, yes, I always want them to be doing strength training on top of running. It sounds like a lot, especially if it's a New Year's resolution. You're saying, I need to do one more thing. Like, I barely have time to get out the door to go run a mile. But what a new runner can do, especially if they're brand new to this, you don't have to run every day. I would actually suggest them to let things be easy, to make them very attainable, as they can do their running like they want to. And then maybe the next day, instead of running, they can do a strength workout. And if that has to be body weight to start with, I don't ever want to deter someone from just getting started. If that's what you have at home, then that's what you're going to do. But strength train and then take a rest day if you're brand new, and then get back to running and just sandwich your runs between strength training. Let it be easy, let it fit into your schedule. But this way, you can run happier, stronger, and without getting injured.
Well, in the end, we all want to be happier runners and
Absolutely.
stronger and injury-free.
Yes.
So I think we now learned something new from you. Now, what would be, according to you, the best approach to strength training for runners?
So I'm going to give two different answers. And so the first answer will be very short. The best approach to strength training is the way that the runner will get it done. Right? Like, right? This is being honest. Like, as a
Okay.
physical therapist,
Yeah.
I know these things. Like, if I give you an exercise, you go, Marie, I hate this one. Okay, fine. You know what? We're not going to do it. I'm going to give
Okay.
you one that maybe you hate less, but at least you will get it done. So the same thing is true for runners. If you need to start with body weight, then that's where I want you to start. But I want you to know in the future, you have to take it the next step further. Like, you have to start lifting heavy. The second answer of what is the best approach to strength training for runners becomes very much more scientific, rooted in research studies. If I give you the condensed version, best approach to strength training for runners is you have to build strong feet and strong ankles. That whole foot complex. You have to build strong glutes, an entire posterior chain. That means like your back core, that has to be strong. You have to build strong single leg balance and single leg strength in general. You have to be stable on one leg because running is a reciprocal motion. We don't run in a squat position, like little aliens, like from a little video game. I don't know if anyone knows what I'm talking about. Alien invaders, space invaders, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Right? Really old, but we don't run like that. We
No.
run one leg in front of the
Yes.
other. And so we need our strength training to be specific to our sport. We need our strength training to reflect and support our sport. Does that start to answer the question?
I think so.
Beautiful.
Now, another one. There is a lot of advice these days to be found, let's say on YouTube, also about strength training. Would you say that this advice is okay, or is it better to get a coach that knows you and does the plan for your strength training?
That's a really good question because I'm literally in the middle of that because I do have my
Okay.
videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I do have resources out there. And so I would hope that I would like my own resources and they would be helpful for people. And so like it's possible to find helpful stuff on YouTube, on the internet, but I also know it is very overwhelming if you don't know what you're looking for. And so I would invite new runners, like please like come hang out with me on Instagram or YouTube. I'd be happy to share my stuff. That way you have a reliable source to look at stuff. If a runner finds that they need accountability, if they have a lot of other health issues or just family stuff going on, a coach can be extremely helpful because then they can go, be very specific saying, okay, I know that you only have time for 20 minutes of strength. I want you to do these three exercises. It's going to get it done. It's going to be fast. It's what you need. And then, as more time opens up in that runner's schedule, that coach can also begin to change their running plan, their strength training plan, their fueling. So, having a coach in that sense can be very helpful.
Okay, now another one. So let's take, for example, me. I, when training for a marathon, am running like 6 days a week. So it's what it takes
It's a
out.
lot. Yeah, it's a
Yeah,
lot.
it or 5 days. It depends a little bit on the training plan, but more or less 5 to 6 days a week, and I have one rest day. So probably rest day is not the day I should be doing strength training, or
So when it comes to a runner in your kind of schedule, I think it really depends on the runner if they are ready for keeping their hard days hard. Have you heard that little colloquialism thrown around on the internet?
yeah.
Okay. So the theory of like keeping hard days hard is to do all your hard things in one day. That way you free up true recovery days, true rest days later on in the week. Like at first, it's overwhelming. Like, you want me to run 12 miles and do a strength workout? Like, are you kidding me? It's something you work into. You don't jump in right away because you could get hurt. Like, you gently ease into this. But that can be a way for a runner in your shoes who's running 5 to 6 days a week to fit everything in, but still tune into their body and rest and recover appropriately.
So you think it's better maybe to do a strength training session, let's say in the morning, and a run in the afternoon, or vice versa, than to do two runs, let's say, on that given day?
That's a good question. So I have not tapped into research when it comes to 2 a days for running. I do know that you can still benefit from a run if you just split it up, because sometimes our days require that, is you get half of it in the morning, get half of it in the evening. Like, that's how you get your 12 miles in. Sometimes that's how that happens. Another way to organize strength and running is to follow a couple of rules that we know from research. We prefer a runner to run first, to wait 4 to 6 hours, and then strength train. Because that 4 to 6 hour window allows for the muscle building stimuli of the strength workouts to work. If you try to do 12 miles and then lift heavy, your muscle gains will be blunted, or your body will not be able to build the strong muscles because it hasn't had enough time to recover between the two entirely different workouts. They're just on opposite ends of the spectrum. Okay. So that 4 to 6 hours in between allows you, the runner, to be successful in both of those workouts.
Okay, now back to your running. We started with it, and obviously we're gonna end our chat with your running. So, what are your personal plans till the end of this year as a runner?
Yeah. So a quick background on myself. I actually had surgery in 2 months ago in November.
Ooh.
And so I have been recovering from that. And I shared on my Instagram just yesterday, I finally made it like 55 minutes, a long run for me outside in the cold. It's Northern Alabama, but it's -7 degrees Celsius out there. It's like, go figure, right? It's cold out there, but I made it. And so for me, my goals this year, I would love to sign up and run a 10K, and because that will be, like, for me, the milestone of, like, I made it, I'm back, I finally recovered from surgery. And like from there, I can start hopefully doing some really cool trail races by me in addition to more road races. So this year's a continue to recover and get stronger and just see where my limits are. We're going to find out.
Any last thoughts from you before we end our chat?
Just that I would love people, if runners have questions about strength training, please come find me on Instagram at Dr. Whitfit. If you want those resources or specific strength exercises, I got YouTube videos for you at Dr. Whitfit on YouTube. Also, my website, guess what, is drwhitfit.com. It's all the same thing. Make it very easy. But come hang out with me on any of those. That way, your runners have excellent strength resources and don't have to be overwhelmed by everything that's on the wild internet.
Okay, so I'm just gonna put a link, let's say, to your web page in the description of this
Wonderful.
podcast, so it will be easier for listeners to reach out to you. Now, I wish you all the best
Thank you so
with
much,
your
Roman. I appreciate
running,
being here. Thank
with
you.
your strength training, especially your recovery, and I really hope you're gonna get a 10K done by the end of the year.
I hope
Thanks
so. It'll
so
get there.
much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you. And happy running!